Okay, so we might do.
We're ready to call someone right now. You guys ready to call someone? It's an experiment. Let's see if this works out. Mike?
Did we skip anything? Sorry,
no,
Sim.
No, we're good. We're doing all right.
Really?
Yeah. We're having a great time, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You really are.
Thanks, Sim.
First live show, you're knocking it out of the park.
No. Thank you. We have the loveliest.
We do have a caller. Oh yeah. Look at this.
Oh my
gosh. Look at our technological. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Really,
Mike
advanced.
Is holding a microphone to a cell phone.
Oh yeah, this is our incredible technical producer, Mike. Yeah. He has to suffer through all my annoying shit. So who do we have?
We're going to call Jen right now. She is in Houston and she's 27 years old.
Jen?
Yes, hey.
Hi, girl.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Can you guys all say hi, Jen?
Hey, Jen.
Hi. Jen, we're doing a live show right now. It's Sim, and Anna Faris is here. Say hi to Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hi, Jen.
And Whitney Cummings is also here.
Hello, Whitney.
She's like, who's that? H-Town represent.
And also a lot of people that love you already. Our sweet audience.
So, Jen, your coworker is making you feel very uncomfortable. Tell us what's going on.
So, I've been working at this current job for the last 2 years or so, and I've had a hard time kind of finding, like, a friend group there. And so there were two people that I would get lunch with from time to time. They kind of developed into friends that I'd hang out with at work. It was a guy and a girl. And there was always kind of buzz at the office. Are they dating? Do those two have a thing? And I was always kind of the line of defense, being like, no, no, of course not. They fight like brother, sister, not a big deal. We'd have company events, and people would make comments about them being flirtatious, and I'd still be the one shooting them down. And then come to find out in the last couple months that they are actually carrying on a relationship, and it's really awkward because he's married, and his wife used to work with us.
Wait, that's the reaction I was hoping for.
So, he's married, and his wife used to work with us also. So, everybody knows everybody, and I'm uncomfortable because I'm the one that everyone asks questions, and I feel weird lying, and I don't like covering things up, but I don't know how to get things through to her that I don't want to be involved in things like that. So
could you just give us his full name? I think that would just help me answer your question. Home address, if you have it.
Yeah, let me just link you to his Facebook.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so let me ask you this. Before you found out all this information, did you sort of admire and like these people? And has this information sort of let you down a little bit?
What was the first part of what you said? I'm sorry.
I don't remember. can you hear me at all? Or why?
I don't know what we're supposed to be talking into.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's Anna. It's just the two of us. Don't worry. But no. My question was, before you sort of found out this information, did you, like this coworker? And now does it sort of disappoint you that you have this information? And
it disappoints me on like a human level, just that she was lying to me this whole time and then letting me kind of be the scapegoat to all the questions in the office.
Yeah.
So on that level, it's really awkward. And, no one ever asked her about it, but people always come by and say, oh, was she dating him? What's going on? And so they would never go out right and ask her, but it's always me. And so I don't feel so uncomfortable with going to work even.
Really? Oh, gosh, it's that bad that you don't even want to go to work.
He doesn't work with us anymore, but everyone knows each other and still asked her about her dating life because she's been really public about being on Tinder and kind of that's what she talks about at work. And now people know that she hasn't been talking about dating and she's been getting flowers and things like that. And I'm the only one who knows who's sending them.
Would it be okay if I asked our audience for some input? Yeah.
Let's ask our audience here.
Would anyone mind raising their hand if they have any thoughts? Nope, nobody. Nobody has any thoughts. Oh, okay, I love it.
Abercrombie and Fitch has a comment.
What's your name?
You're welcome.
Cord.
Thank you.
You know what?
Your name is what?
Sexy man.
Cord.
Cord.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Hi.
Do you just do squats all day?
When I'm not doing push-ups, yeah.
Yeah, shalom.
Hi, so what's your name one more time?
Jen.
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 All right, my advice is simple. Run fast and run far. That's it.
That's what he does all day long.
Just like me. Get on the treadmill and put them behind you in your mind and just run.
But she still has to work there? Don't you still see them every day?
There's a phrase. It's, I don't know. What's going on with that? I don't know.
Such a fucking man.
Or make up.
I don't know.
Or make up great scenarios.
Look, don't take advice from, what the fuck do I know? I don't have a real job. But like, in an office. But like, I just don't feel like, because when you lie, then if all of a sudden you're keeping someone else's secret. Like, I don't think that you should combat lies with lies, you know? I don't think that that's fair. See, women, we can't sleep at night with lies. You maybe can. I don't like lying for other
people. Thank you,
Cord. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do you feel comfortable lying? Like, does that feel like you're compromising your integrity as a good Christian?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I can't.
It's Texas.
I can't even lie well. I'm like.
I mean, okay, let me start here. What is the, like, ramification if co-workers are dating? Forget the cheating part. Do they get fired? Unless you work
know.
At AshleyMadison.com, I feel like it's not.
One of them actually works in the HR department, so you think they know. I know, right?
It's too broad, honestly.
Someone has a solution here.
Yeah. Ooh, love this.
Get over here, Brad.
Shia
Brad's coming up here right now.
Shia LaBeouf is here to help us.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for being
you.
For doing this.
What a delight.
So, can you ask them if they would be interested in moving to Utah and converting to Mormonism? Because that would solve their whole problem.
It doesn't seem like the women are
participating.
No, I mean the women in this scenario.
Wow, everyone here seems to have a response here.
I've had this almost exact situation happen.
Who is this? Who's saying that?
Yeah.
Come up here. This is great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Great.
And by the way, I don't weirdly we can talk about the Utah thing later. I've often thought it would be a pretty practical solution in my life.
Here's my thing with cheating. It's not the cheating, it's the lying about
it.
Let's get a microphone.
There's so many people, you know, you can be in love with someone and sleep with someone else.
But you've never had gonorrhea, so obviously.
Well, no. Okay.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Tell me this. If Anna said, "Hey, I want to take you home tonight." Do you think Chris would be mad if she was honest with him?
Yeah, probably.
Well, yes, because...
First of all, do you think he would do that?
Well, no. Chris would be mad because he wasn't invited.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. If Anna took me home or...
Yes, Anna took you
home
tonight.
Yeah, that's slightly...
Oh, no, he'd be stoked.
No, he wouldn't because he wasn't invited.
Oh, no, I thought...
No, he'd be like, I'm good.
Like, back to...
Okay.
Live at.
All right. Okay, here,
I'm sure
what's your name?
Different. I don't.
Christy.
I love this.
Thank you.
This is so fun.
I love.
You
were planning. This is awesome.
I've been exactly in this situation where a friend of mine started dating a guy who was married within the firm. They worked on the same team. And it came around to the fact that I started hearing that managers were talking about them and saying bad things about them. So what I did was take it to them and said, hey, I just want you to know this is what's being said about you. So you may want to address it so you don't just have your reputation get run over without being aware of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they came back to me like, oh, we're not doing anything. And I was like, okay, whatever. But just be aware that people know and are talking about it. Like,
I feel like on some level, though, do you think that, and it's taken me my entire life to stay in my lane and stop trying to like get another people. Like, do you think there's something to be said for letting people just have their own consequences also?
There's something about being the messenger that kind of sucks as well.
Yeah.
And if there isn't a benefit to you personally, not to sound incredibly selfish, but you're sort of putting yourself out there to be, I don't know, shot down a bit by, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I like, you know, what you were saying about the idea that, you know, be aware that people... It's not the secret that you think it is.
I guess it's like the only person that I really care about in this scenario besides you, Jen.
Oh my God, I love
is
you too.
The wife who doesn't know. So if I'm gonna exactly. get involved, I'm setting up some random Gmail address and sending her a little note.
I so want you on my team.
I mean, I feel like that's the only person who I feel like doesn't deserve the, you know?
Oh, no, she doesn't deserve it at all. But yeah. I think it comes down, for me, it came down to how good a friend that was. And what it meant to me was I going to feel bad if I didn't tell a friend of mine that people were talking shit about her and that she should be aware of it.
Yeah, but she's doing things that she knows. She's an adult, right? But she's also not thinking about this woman whose life she might be.
Totally. Okay. What does she do at work?
You're getting us back on track. Okay. You're uncomfortable. What do you do at work? Take a Xanax. I don't know.
But wait.
What do people do?
Okay, wait. But when you know juicy information... It is really, it's hard to not want to, of course, reveal it. And
true.
That's why I like beg people in my life to not tell me secrets. I think sort of my advice in an odd way might be to just hang on to this. Is that fucked up? Do you guys totally disagree?
It's kind of
what do you guys think?
It's actually so fucking...
Because I just don't know how you win.
Can I ask you a very personal question, Jen, from Houston?
Yes, go ahead.
Have you been cheated on before?
My parents divorced because of a very similar situation. So,
so do you think that that could be triggering your emotional
and
reaction
so
to it? Is my question. Because I just know if something to me has happened to me in my life, I'm way more emotionally affected by it. So adultery really does affect me in a negative way because I similarly grew up around adultery, whereas I know some people are like, what's the big deal? Who cares?
No, and I'm listen, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious if maybe that's an opportunity for you to see like a wound.
Why is it called adultery? Anyway, we go, we'll get
fucking brain explode. Jen, we gotta call you back.
No, go on.
Well, I just know when I have an emotional reaction to something, like if it's, my therapist always says, if it's hysterical, it's historical. Not that you're being hysterical, but that if I'm obsessing over something, maybe there's something else going on with me that, you know, I need to sort of like look at if I'm not able to keep a secret and want to like get involved. Because I see myself as that woman who's getting cheated on and I'm like, you know, want to like rescue her when it's really none of my, you know, business. But I had this happen to me when I first moved to Los Angeles. This is in a different way, but I went out on two dates with a guy and I had no idea that he was engaged. And I found out later and I was so freaked out. And I, of course, was the only girl he'd ever gone out with. Like I, you know, but I got it in my head that I was going to go tell the woman because she was engaged to this man. And I was like, I need to go tell her. And I
figure out who she is. I go to her office.
This is ooh.
But why is that crazy? I mean, I'm see yeah. the P. If you help, people will think you're fucking crazy.
Can you just come to my office?
I'm available. H-Town, I'm on my way. And I go, and it was so fucking... I think I'm doing the right thing, right? I think I'm like a hero. I'm saving the day. I'm rescuing this woman. I go, I tell her. She doesn't believe me. And it just made me look like a crazy psycho. Like, she thought I was lying about it. You know,
that's
so
the problem of the messenger.
You never know what's going on in people's lives and their marriages and what sort of fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I learned to just sort of stay in my lane.
All right, let's give her some final advice here.
Kill them all. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a tricky one.
Tell them
that you're disappointed.
Well, and I
that
think
is
that,
a bummer when someone says that.
I guess I would recommend, like, with the office gossip, the idea of, like, if people are sort of like, hey, so what's going on? Like, we're seeing stuff or what? I think that if you can. And I would not be this person because I love to gossip, but you know, to just try to remain kind of politely silent.
Just stay politely silent.
Like, I don't know.
I deflect as much as possible, but it's at the point now where it's just exhausting, and now I just get anxiety of her telling me the new, like, the date they went on or whatever.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know about that shit. I think, like, I would definitely draw a boundary. I mean, I think you can draw a boundary with her and say, hey, this makes me really uncomfortable. Like, yeah. I can't talk to you about this kind of stuff, because then we get into enabling people, you know? So, you know, so I think that you can definitely draw a boundary, because it's, you shouldn't have to go to work and hear about that. That's not fair.
No.
That's selfish on her part.
Yeah, so she's trying to share her giddy affairness.
I think then the next time she talks to you about it, be like, hey, that he's married, that makes me uncomfortable, that triggers me, I grew up around this, like, I don't want to participate in it. So if you want to talk to me about other
that
things...
That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Straight up.
We did it! All right.
I'm available to talk to you about other things, but that's off limits for me.
Jen, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Like a wave of something surreal happening.
What do you mean?
Oh, Jen.
Oh, she's on the phone.
We love you, Jen. Jen, you had one last thing?
I was just going to say thanks to Anna for doing the podcast, because she's always so empathetic. You're always so empathetic to your callers and always want their best interest.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Jen.
I feel like comfortable.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Jen, that was so... What an amazing compliment.
Thank you, Jen.
Will you give me a compliment now?
I am going to give you a compliment. Are you regrouping for your next thing? Because you're feeling surreal?
Well, oh, yeah.
I just want to say is that if you wanted to be a complete asshole, that would be okay. I would be okay with it because of how talented you are.
Me?
But you're so fucking nice, and you don't have to be at all.
Thank you.
It's so refreshing and inspiring. As someone who is an asshole, you're just so authentic and human, and it's just so weird. You're just a fucking delight.
Thank you. No, you are.
You are
as well.
You mean it when you say that. Like, I mean, we live in this. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to generalize about this city, but you just are around. I feel like I'm around people all day that are just pretending to be nice. You're just so genuine. It's very. It's
kind
of true.
Do you want to see my eyes get really big? They'll well up.
You're turning into Kayla. You're turning back into Kayla. Get back to Anna, please. You're a sensation.
But
you're
I have to tell you, the first time I met you, you were so fucking kind to me. And that was a long time ago, and it was with Chris. And
I think I remember that. It was like at a thing or something, and I was like...
Yeah, you were... It was at a roast.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to get it wrong.
Wait, whose roast was it?
It was like Joan Rivers, maybe?
Yep.
Or something?
Yeah. And you were amazing.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Tore into her pussy.
Well, I think some... That was before I could afford to get laser.
Now I'm not nice.
No, that doesn't mean not nice. You're like a naughty...
In an admirable way.
Yeah. You're like a funny, mischievous,
Like, but you have this ability to be really like funny. And I think a lot of times when people are funny, they have to be like hard and tough all the time. And you have this ability to, the pendulum swings from like super cutting and funny and smart and quick, but you're also really vulnerable and open and sweet. And it's really, how do I be you?
Oh, I love it. No, you have to work on the idea of like people underestimating you. And then if you have like, you have to bleach your hair blonde.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. I'm going blonder. Act like I'm trying
an
to
idiot.
Turn into you. I'm single white female. I'm literally just every day.
No, but thank you.
You're just
thank
you. I mean, everyone knows that. I'm not saying anything that everybody.
It's true.
Everybody agrees with me.
I sort of want to do like something weird. Like,
right now?
As a group. No, after we finish though, as a group.
Can we all on stage right now?
Yes.
We're running out of time.
Yeah. Oh no, we're running out of time. But before people leave, yeah. We do something weird, like all hold hands.
Yes, let's do it afterwards. Like, okay, we'll do that afterwards.
I'm gonna head out.
But right now, can
do something weird.
Yeah, we'll do that. We're all gonna hold hands afterwards.
It's all like
we'll figure that out somehow.
Right.
But right now, I have to move on. I have to move on.
Yes. Okay.
That's the Sim I know and love.
There we go. Yeah.
He's here.
All right, no more calls. There is one person in the audience right now that emailed me earlier today that he has a situation he wants to talk about. Devlin, where are you?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you?
Oh!
Hi!
Nice to meet you, man.
Thank you. So glad I haven't made fun of you.
I'm waiting for it.
You're so cute. Where are you from?
Well, Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Been here for 4 years. St. Louis?
You? What's that?
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis. I'm going to St. Louis in December.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a good town. Have the toasted ravioli.
I love it. I will have the ravioli.
You should.
Thank you. We have great chemistry.
I think so too.
Okay,
I hope someone's taking a picture.
Okay. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So Devlin,
look at our lame. Look at how wrinkly our notes are.
I have notes here. Devlin,
well,
tell us about your situation.
Okay, so I just started dating this wonderful, amazing.
What?
Incredible. So sorry.
Do not touch me!
This ended badly.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
I'm talking about you, Whitney.
Better. Good save. All right, tell us about this slut!
Okay, I know. Her name is also Whitney.
If what? The other one's dead.
Oh boy.
Not funny.
Okay, yeah. So I just started dating this really amazing person. Her last real relationship was 2 years ago. She was married for 9 years, I think. Long time. She is very hesitant about, you know, she's very wary about getting involved with
kids?
Someone else. No, actually. we're not.
She doesn't have any.
No kids. No, and no.
I mean, that you know of.
Yeah.
No, wait. I want to know. Well, she's very wary of getting involved with.
Well, she's very wary of going too fast.
Sure.
Of progressing the relationship.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. That's the point I'm getting to. Yes.
Nice.
Exactly. Nice. Thank you.
Are you her?
Love you guys.
Can you imagine?
She's in the audience.
Hey. Weird way to work through this. Okay, so she is worried about getting sexually involved.
That's right, yes.
Wait, tell us why.
Well,
His dick is too big. That's why.
It's true. How'd you know?
You tell me your name again. Yeah.
You're taken. We've been having naughty fun time otherwise, and you know, that's going well. I've been very, you know, understanding and everything, and I'm not pushing her because
sure.
you know
that's illegal.
I'm not a douchebag or
you don't get points for that.
I know. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You just want to get fucked.
Well.
Who said that?
So what's her concern, though? How long have you been dating?
I think
we've been dating for less than a month.
Less than a month? That's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No. No, and I again.
Fine, I'll fuck you.
And scene. But so I guess my question is, how do I best proceed in
getting laid?
You told me
on the phone earlier today that for the past 2 years she hasn't had sex with her ex.
That's right.
So no, it's been a while. So she's hesitant right now.
Yeah,
so
she hasn't had sex at all. You're right.
So basically what Devlin wants to know is how does he make her comfortable?
Getting
more physical.
Thank you, Sim. Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Jeez. But you've had naughty fun or how did you
describe it? We've been doing other things, yes.
Right. How long have you been married?
Me?
Yeah.
8 years?
8 years. That's a long time. Okay, so I cannot relate to being in a relationship for 8 years. I'm just trying to understand, like, as a woman, after you've been, if anyone else has been married longer, maybe you'll know, like, after being married that long, is it hard to then be with someone else? Like, I just can't put myself in her shoes. Has anyone been married so long and then had to date again after being in a long marriage?
Wait a minute.
This is
what
LA.
Do you mean
no
you
one's
can't.
Been in a marriage.
I totally feel like
I'm just trying
you
to put
know what it feels like to have a different dick inside of you.
No, but I've never had the same dick inside of me for 9 years, and it might be shocking.
Are the parameters? Because someone, you know, some people like my mom want to wait till marriage, which is weird. But you know what I mean? Has there been like...
She said, we've had that conversation already. She doesn't want to get married anymore, so that's...
Okay, so no specific explanation at all.
Guys, Amy has a thought.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Amy.
Amy,
my girlfriend. All right, come over here, Amy. Get over here.
Everyone, this is Sim's amazing girlfriend.
She's brilliant, and she has something to say.
No, I was waiting to say, and she's a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She is. I did really well.
Dumbass.
Can you sue a girl who won't fuck you? For a loss of time?
No.
No, loss of consortium if you're married already.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into that. No, I was just going to say, I'm actually kind of surprised Sim didn't call me on this because I was actually married for 7 years and in a 12-year relationship before I met Sim.
Now you're just bragging. But
a little bit different from your girlfriend in that when I became single, I was really excited to date people and excited for that opportunity. But I think for you, honestly, it's like more about just making her comfortable mentally than a physical thing. And just making her feel safe and loved and special that you respect her and, you know, just...
I do.
Kind of making her comfortable with that situation. But, yeah, give her a little time. I think under a month is pretty short.
Yeah. Honestly,
like I, you know... Yeah. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
And it also depends on like how we opened this whole conversation too about how men, I don't know, the idea of like, is there value in not sleeping with that many men and like slut shaming and that whole deal.
I think that
I just want to slut shame this shit.
Please do. That would feel so pretty.
But you know what I mean. A lot of women have that. I asked Chris. This is so sweet that he said this to me. But I asked him once about, did it bother you that I was married before? and he said, "Baby, you were just chilling on ice."
I love that. But, I love that.
So sweet.
But point being that I was really nervous about the idea of like, okay, so I've been in this relationship for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I was completely out of practice in like, you know, I don't know what was. But a woman's sexuality, for, at least for me and for a lot of my friends, I feel like, I don't have that many friends, but it is based in a lot of insecurity. So know that. You know what I mean? Know that.
I'm sorry.
There's the general insecurity, and then there's the added insecurity of everything that she's gone through, obviously.
And there's also this, like, calculating. Like, I feel very annoyed that, like, when I go out with a guy, I'm like, I can't sleep with him too soon because then I'll think I'm a slut and I'll lose interest. Like, there's just, like, all this, like, sort of bullshit calculating that sort of sometimes we have to do. So who knows what she's sort of going through on that front either.
Right.
Because it's like, if I've had experiences where I sleep with a guy too soon and then I don't hear from them or sleep with, you know. And also, I think that I've learned.
This is the first time I've heard from you since, you know, that incident.
Roast.
4 years ago.
And also, the good news about, like, also for women, like, you have to understand, we release so many chemicals when we have sex with someone. And, like, I've stayed in, like, horrible relationships, like, years too long just because I got attached to someone.
Sure.
Sort of, like, sexually. And I realized, like, I hate you. I just, you know. So there's something to be said for, like, becoming friends with someone and knowing you like someone before you have sex. Just watch porn. What are you doing?
I do.
Good. So what's the problem? There's
no. But no, watch porn. But also, but no, I think that like the idea of giving her some space, making her feel sexy without like being, you know, like figure out a good balance.
Yeah.
Know when to pull away a little bit if she's
know when to hold them.
Don't underestimate the fact that she's the subconscious attraction you have to her because she's not sleeping with you.
Wait a minute. Horrible advice would be to be a fucking dick.
I was gonna say, don't call her and she will fuck you right away.
No.
I don't think that would be a good idea with her.
No.
Honestly.
I don't know. You kind of seem like a dick. I'm joking. You are clearly are like the kindest person.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm so sorry. I don't just. How many like days a week are you seeing her? Would you say over a month? I mean, during this month.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Never mind. She's a bitch. I'm joking. Well, I do know there is very real health stuff that goes on with guys when they, you know. I hear blue balling's not comfortable.
I'm totally clean, Whitney.
Wait, but I just mean, no, I don't know. I'm sure. Calm down, St. Louis.
But I think that, like, the if you, I know, and it's going to be difficult, but maybe just giving, truly attempting to give her as much sort of physical space and not pressure her or bring it up at all.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I love you guys.
Like, what's an average? I'm so off the grid. What's an average amount of time that you wait to have sex with someone?
Who said four dates?
On the fourth date?
That's 4 dates.
On.
Wait, are you trying to be in a relationship?
Who asked me that?
If I like the guy.
Yes, 2 months.
Whoa. I like that. I've read Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Okay.
But if you don't want to be in a relationship, first night.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, if she slept with you on the first date, do you think
then
you'd still
slut,
be interested?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe this is...
I'm kidding. Whoa.
Many enemies all of a sudden. Everyone loves you before.
I was just going off of where she was going with it. That's where you were going with it, right?
I just think that there's like a human nature element that we don't know.
Throw vegetables at me.
No one's mad at you.
I'm so sorry.
So I just wonder if, that has something to do with why you like her, because, you know, she's got self-respect and integrity and boundaries.
Absolutely.
And standards.
100%.
That's what you want.
You seem like a really nice, genuine guy. And you know what? Stick with it. And I promise you, you're going to be with her.
Yeah.
Sexually.
And
thank you.
Sexually.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Devlin.
Zim Sarna. Yeah, wait. Hey, we gotta have a hug.
Yeah. Oh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Very encouraging. Right, there's
so,
good
Anna,
guys
guess
out
what?
There.
Guess what? Look at this. Look at this. Anna, you turn around. Turn around. Oh, they're going to film it, too.
Aww. I have a question.
There we go. Anna.
You know how, do that like, one more fucking time. You know what I'm going to do? Wait. Go a little higher. I chapped you. I'm sorry.
I have a question. I feel like this is maybe the one.
No, it didn't hurt at all. It's fine.
The one contribution.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, you are? Try it again. Ready?
I'll try it again. Ready?
I can't. Wait, well, I mean.
Wait. Go hard. Ready? Just try. I can handle it. Ready? Go. All right. I'm wrapping it up right now. Oh. Okay, that was good. You got me. No, it was, yeah.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Do you want to hit him?
No, of course not. That's so intimate.
Okay, so before we wrap it up, let's thank Whitney.
Woo! Yeah.
Josh Ostrander. But we have a special treat.
Yes, but
before we do that.
Yeah. Or should we do hand holding? I know.
No, hand holding at the end. We need to do the thing first.
Okay, great.
But let's like say bye to Whitney properly.
Why? I just want unity. I don't know. Okay. I love right. people.
Wait, where are you going? Where are you going?
Oh, do you need to urinate?
No, I don't.
We have a special treat for everyone right now. Do you guys remember an episode with Zach Selwyn and Missy Pyle? No, Anna and I are producing Zach and Missy's podcast, which will be launching at Entertainment Weekly Pop Fest. We're going to be there too. And our special guest is Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
So why don't we bring up Zach Selwyn to the stage right now, who's going to wrap it up with a freestyle rap.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Shit, y'all got Seth Rogen. When we do ours, we got Brooke Hogan. Kind of good, you know. She's big. She's nice. Hi, Whitney. How are you? First of all, give it up for Sim, Anna, Missy, Missy. Whitney. So Whitney and I did a pilot, by the way, in 2008 called Kaiga Kien Kaiga. Do you remember that shit?
What was it called?
CQC. Kaiga Kien Kaiga.
Oh, my God. That's fucking right.
Yeah. Long time ago. Anyway, I haven't seen you in a minute.
So long ago, the host is dead.
Yes, he is. Rest in peace, Greg Giraldo. Give it up. Give it up for Greg Giraldo, y'all. Give it up.
He was great. I love Greg Giraldo.
Anyway, so Sim and Anna are very kind enough to help Missy Pyle. Y'all know Missy Pyle. And myself, we're gonna have this wonderful podcast. It's really funny. It's called Missy and Zach Might Bang. Could happen. I don't know. My wife might be worried about that. We'll get to that in episode 7. But in the meantime, in our podcast, we do a lot of fun things. Sometimes we make up songs. And I don't know. I'm going to make something up. I wrote some notes, but I can't see them. So this is all off the top. You know what I mean? Check it out, yo. I got my homeboy's guitar that I'm strumming. Give it up for our guest tonight, Whitney Cummins. She does her thing. She's the most. I remember when you bombed at the Joan Rivers roast. Not true. Fuck what y'all thinks. You made a great joke about her nose falling off like a lynx.
Funny.
Oh my goodness, I'm dropping shit from Comedy Central. That's all right, my mind is educated, not elemental. I'm kind of going mental. People say, Zachariah, are on your mic tonight? Are you feeling a little bent still? Yes, I am, because I did my thing. I'm the mic checker. I drank 9 bottles of wine at Vintage Enoteca before this thing happened. I'm higher than the tower in Paris. Give it up for Anna fucking Faris. She does her thing. She's all that. Married to that handsome bastard Chris Pratt. I remember that guy. Hey, man, he's on a permanent vacation. I fucked up that audition for Parks and Recreation. That was a long time ago. Now I'm on the mic with the freestyle flow. So I have one thing. I have no reason. How the fuck did two broke girls go 14 seasons? Oh, shit, man. These songs just make you dance. Oh, I remember the show Whitney, too. Most marriages end in sweatpants.
Yeah, he's so fucking funny.
Look at this shit. These rhymes coming from heaven. Give it up for my lonely homeboy here named Devlin. Let me tell you something, son, not to be a mess. My advice is get under her dress. Start to caress. Tell her that you must confess something about her that you never wanted to undress. With your mind, next thing you will find, you'll be taking it from the front and then later from behind. And if that shit happens, man, you know, you can call this Jew who saw it up from my homeboy from Utah. What's that Mormon guy? He does this thing. I like Hillary Duff. Whitney said he looked like a drunk or fat or a Shia LaBeouf. Actually, you're kind of cute, man, and you got the camera rolling. That's all right. Tonight I'll be on the microphone steady strolling. I'm doing it right. I'm like Tommy Bolin. That's a T-Rex reference. Anyone know that shit? I'm older. I still do this shit because I'm going to win. Give it up for my main man. Fuck you, Sim. He does his thing. He's the Charma. First name Sim, last name Sarna. He does it right. His perfume is Naugahyde. This is Anna Faris. He is unqualified.
Is it really weird? I really want to do the weirdest thing about this hand-holding thing. I'm so sorry. But I really, really want to do it. Can we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay,
I just
really quick.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we all standing up?
I'm sure everybody knows how hard it is, what he just did.
Yeah.
No, he's the best in the world at this.
Yes.
I mean,
he really is.
Zach, that was
you
so
made that look
cool.
Very easy, but that's fucking impossible.
What's a good, like, thing that we should chant or cheer or...
Fuck you, Sim.
Fuck you, Sim is always fun, but...
No, we did that already. We did that already. Okay. We're over it. Oh.
Somebody's over it.
It is. I got it.
All right.
Thank you. But is there something, like, hopeful?
Protect your heart.
That's good. Protect your heart. That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
I know it's so sappy. All right. Oh, my God. Our first live unqualified. Thank you guys so much for being here, for being so amazing. I hope that we were entertaining. We'll get better. And let's on the count of three all say protect your heart. That's so and then should we say something naughty afterwards? Yeah. Like fuck you. Oh yeah, great. Protect your heart, then I like your pussy. 1, 2, 3.
Protect your heart!
I want your pussy!